This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. We have a few things this hour. We're going to go to, we're going to make fun of the media here really quickly. Then we'll hear from that woman who got knocked out in Cincinnati. That was freaking gruesome. Talk about what RFK is doing with the food stamps and things like that. Do some more emails. All that and so much more in the final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. Now, so we already said they're going to build, or at least they want to build, a nuclear reactor on the moon. All right. I want you to listen to CBS. Listen to this.
A.
I don't want to live on the moon.
Right. Will it serve as a functional life source eventually for human beings? And B, we know how the age of colonialism worked on this planet. Should we be trying to colonize and saying that there's a keep out zone that not other countries can participate in having?
Well, the real problem.
These people are so insufferable. It's unbelievable. That's one. Two. The colonial era. I need to explain this to people who have gone through America's education system, because if you've gone through the government education system in America and many private schools as well, you probably believe that colonialism is the most evil thing that happened in the world. It's when all those evil white people stepped onto the grounds of the saintly minorities who were just living in peace. All they were doing is passing around the peace pipe, and then these evil whiteys with their devil ways came and took everything. I understand completely that that's how it's always sold. And don't get me wrong, many places were occupied brutally, absolutely brutally. And people in those places sometimes were treated like animals. Shoot, worse than friggin' animals. I am not covering up that at all. But colonialism is the reason we have the United States of America today. The idea that you should go to a foreign land and make yourself a colony out of it, conquer it, establish it, build a nation. That is how every nation in the history of the world has been built. There is no such thing as unconquered lands. And the reason your history teacher acts like colonialism is Nazi Germany is because your history teacher is infected with the same cultural Marxist filth that every other part of this society is infected with. The idea that America is evil and uniquely evil and Europe's uniquely evil. Of course, Africa is full of nothing but a bunch of saintly people and victims. And Australia is full of nothing but saintly people and victims before those evil Brits got there. And every other spot of South America, nothing but saintly people and victims before those evil Europeans got there. That is a lie. Now, I'm not saying you have to whitewash anything that happened in history. When you have King Leopold of Belgium chopping off people's hands in the Congo, that's something you can discuss openly. I don't want you to cover up anything in the past. We should be able to speak honestly and openly about history. But this campaign against colonialism is just a campaign against white people. It's what it is. You know how you can tell? Tell me the last person of color who's been accused of colonialism. Oh, you can't come up with one of those? That's because they don't exist. This is part of the ongoing communist campaign against any person, current or historical, who happened to be white. And remember this, sometimes it was brutal and it was horrible. I admit that, yes. But other times, it brought civilization and the wonderful things that come with civilization to places that had never known civilization. The British conquest of India, you know, that's something people still discuss today. And eventually, obviously, the Brits had to pull out, and we got all that. But they had, there are a bunch of different cultures. India is a very big place, many different tribes, many different cultures. There were tribes in India where if a husband died, they burned his wife alive. They burned her alive. The Brits stepped in and said, that's going to go ahead and stop now. Places where the life expectancy is 30, 40 years old because you're going to get a disease. Bringing modern medicine, modern education, modern roads, bringing civilization to places that hadn't created it for themselves is not always bad. It's just not always bad. Look, if you go to Vietnam today, I'm not going to go because I don't want my money going to communists. But if you go to Vietnam today, and I've had family members that have gone, they'll talk about how beautiful this infrastructure is or that infrastructure is. Yeah, a lot of that's French. It is. The Philippines. The Filipinos, they are a wonderful ally, and Filipino people are cool as can be. I love Filipinos. But if you go to the Philippines and you look at, why do they have this? Oh, that's a beautiful old church. Oh, but yeah, the Spanish built it. I know. Oh, well, look at this modern building. Yeah, America built it. None of that crap was there before we got there. It was oftentimes in agreement. Now, granted, the power rested with one side and not with the other, but in agreement. You, we are going to come in here. We are going to build things here. Your resources, we're going to take some of them. In exchange, we're going to bring you medicine. We're going to teach you how to read. Modern roads. We're going to build up your military. You know what we were doing in the Philippines before World War II? Before the Japanese invaded and took the Philippines over? Training their army. That's what MacArthur and our troops were doing over there, working with the Filipino army and training them weapons, tactics, everything else, so they could fight for themselves. Is that evil colonialism? Is that somehow bad? I know the now pretty modern country of the Philippines certainly appreciates the old boost we got. But these people are so insufferable. But back to what he talked about, the moon. Colonizing the moon? There's nobody there, you freaking doofus. There's nobody there. But you see just how instinctively anything great, any expansion, any success of any kind is automatically to be crapped on, automatically to be put down. It's awful. Hey, Jesse. Before Trump's re-election, you said you feared the American people would change their minds about deportation when they saw children and mothers being deported. I haven't seen any examples of that pushback so far, except from the lunatic left. Do you think the majority of Americans are still pro-ICE? I think the majority of Americans are pro-ICE. But let's remember, there haven't been a lot of women and children who have been swept up. There have been some, of course, but it has mainly been men. And the reason it's been men is they're focusing on the guys with established criminal records. But a lot of those guys, you know, we'd like to imagine all criminals, that's what they do for a living. You know, you picture the guy, all he does is sell drugs or rob people or murder people. That's only the most successful criminals. Most criminals have a job just like you have a job. If you're an illegal and you rob and steal and deal drugs, you probably work construction during the day. You wash dishes during the day. They find those people. They show up on the job site, and they're not just going to grab the guy who's stealing drugs. Hey, everybody, gather around. Show me your papers. Oh, you're all illegal? Get in the friggin' truck. Well, what you're not going to have a lot of there is women and children. What we have seen so far when it comes to deportations has been a good start. A good start with the promise of more in the future. But even the new ICE agents they're hiring, that doesn't happen overnight. You realize that. They're on this big recruitment campaign. They're putting out all these videos. Hey, come work for ICE. Trump is putting out social media posts. Come work for ICE, work for ICE, work for ICE. And that would be a cool way to earn a living, by the way. Come work for ICE. But do you think that you're just going to show up and they're going to hand you a badge and you're going to be out there kicking indoors? Not how it works at all. You're going to have to go through all kinds of testing and then all kinds of training. That's going to take time. Deporting 30, 40, 50, I mean, who knows how many millions of illegals is going to be a long process. We have begun that process, and we should feel good about that, but it's going to take some time. All right, let's talk about RFK Jr. You know what else can be a process? Getting rid of pain. Sucks. It sucks to live with it. It sucks when you wake up. Ob has a bad neck. She'll wake up sometimes out of nowhere. Thing is just stiff. It's not working anymore. It sucks when your back hurts all the time, when your knee hurts all the time. Relief Factor will help your body eliminate pain. Not with drugs. 100% drug-free. That stuff is terrible for your body. Stop liquefying your kidneys. Relief Factor is a supplement developed by doctors. You take it every day. It will build in your system. The longer you take it, the better it works. Give your pain 2 or 3 weeks. Relief Factor sells 3-week quick starts. $19.95. It's less than a buck a day. Take it every day for 3 weeks. Tell me how that elbow feels. Tell me how that hand feels. Head hurts all the time? Try it for 3 weeks. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Or relieffactor.com. We'll be back.
Miss something?
There's a podcast.
Get it on demand wherever podcasts are found. The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Thursday. Remember, tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you can email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. RFK Jr. launches a bold plan to block food stamps from buying soda and candy. A bold plan. And again, this is one of these things that's, it's good. You know, it's good. If you're on food stamps, you don't need luxuries. That's money that was given to you by the taxpayer. Bare minimum. Okay, we got all that. But how long have we been allowing people to do this? For a very, very, very long time. And it's going to take a long time to untie the knot. Untie the knot that is all the corruption and evil crap that's going on in this country. But at least we're trying. At least we're starting. We need to start with the cities, too. And I don't know that the cities can be saved. Did you hear that press conference from that woman who got knocked out in Cincinnati? Her face is just black and blue. It's very hard to watch. Some piece of trash just cold cocks her, knocks her out. It was the worst thing. And then all the politicians in the city ran to defend the people who did the punching. The mayor announced he wasn't even going to call the victims. Ah, we got a lot of problems. I'm not worried about it. The police chief yelled at people for posting the video on social media. Listen to this woman. Listen to this, and I just want you to know, as you listen to these words, voting for a Democrat in 2025 at any level is an act of evil, because a vote for a Democrat is a vote to hurt people. It is a vote to destroy wherever you are allowing them to get elected. Listen to this woman. I'm going to let the whole thing play.
You know, the judges who are just letting people out with a slap. The man who attacked me and might have permanently damaged me forever should never have been on the streets, ever. And the fact that he had just gotten out of jail previously for something he should have been in there for years, it's really sad to me, because I can't even fathom how many other people who have been attacked by the same type of man over and over and over in Toledo, in Columbus, Cincinnati, Dayton. Our streets are being taken over and nobody is doing anything. I am so sad. And I need to be the voice to help all of the victims that never got their justice.
Democrats did that on purpose. Keep that in mind. Do not succumb to GOP lameness and say this is because Democrats are soft on crime. That's a lie. Democrats are evil when they did this on purpose. They are evil. They believe in bringing criminals into the country, the ones we have in the country. They believe in turning them loose from prison. And they don't turn them loose from prison because they're soft on crime. They turn murderers and rapists and thieves and monsters loose from prison because they want them to hurt people. The goal is for people to get hurt. There's a reason Democrats didn't rally to defend this woman laying there unconscious, possibly having her life destroyed with brain damage now, because they wanted her to get punched in the face. They wanted her to be hurt because society, when they are afraid, when society is destabilized, that's when a society is most ripe for a communist revolution. Democrats want violent crime. They like violent crime. Don't give them that excuse. Oh, oopsie, I can't believe they failed again. Wow, they're soft on crime. It's soft on crime policies. They're not soft on crime. They are pro-crime. Democrats are pro-rape. When a rapist gets turned loose by a communist DA and goes out and finds somebody and rapes them, Democrats wanted the other rape to happen because it destabilizes a society. When the animal, who should be in a zoo somewhere, socked that woman in the face because they let him go, should have been locked away for the rest of his life like the animal he is. They let him go. They let him go knowing full well he would go hurt someone else because that's all he's ever done is hurt people. He did hurt someone. It's what they wanted to happen. And that's why everybody from the police chief to the mayor ran to the microphone and defended the actions. Yeah, it was a fight. Yeah, the 100-pound white woman was really fighting that savage in the streets. Yeah, it was a real fight. No, a good, innocent person was savaged by an animal, and it was done because Democrats want that to happen. Illegals, every day when they pick up a new illegal with some rap sheet, that's the most horrible thing. I mean, you can't even read half these charges in front of your kids, assaulting minors and just the most demonic people in the world. Democrats brought those people into your country on purpose. They knew they were coming in. They wanted them to come in. They brought in as many as they possibly could. Democrats are evil. And voting for Democrats is an evil act. Now, I am not telling you to be Mr. Republican and you have to vote for Republicans. That is not what I'm doing. You cannot vote for Democrats, not in your city, not in your state, not in your country, because innocent people are having their lives completely destroyed. Listen to this broken woman.
You know, the judges who are just letting people out with a slap. The man who attacked me and might have permanently damaged me forever should never have been on the streets, ever.
But he was, because Democrats put him there. Remember that. And remember to switch to Pure Talk. If you need to call a family member or a friend, you need to text them and let them know they need to stop voting for Democrats because Democrats are evil. Do it on your Pure Talk phone, because Pure Talk loves us. Well, oh, by the way, your cell phone company, Verizon, AT&T, T-Mobile, speaking of animals in the streets, go look what they were doing when the George Floyd protests were ravaging America's cities, vandalizing, murdering, robbing. Look at what America's major mobile providers were doing during that time. Then look at Pure Talk. Which company do you want to support? The one that supports veterans or the one that supports Black Lives Matter? Pick up your phone. Dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. The time is now. You can do it during the break. It's fast. You'll get to deal with an American who speaks English. You don't have to get a new phone or a new phone number. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Let's dig into some emails, shall we? And do not forget, if you miss any part of the show, you can download it iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Hey, Jesse, You have taught us how the wacky communists create words, feed it to the media, and expect us to accept their word as truth. Example, it's not an abortion, it's a choice. I've been hearing new terms, intersectionism and intersectionality. What the heck are they trying to say? And should we ignore whatever it is? Many thanks. No names, please. Okay, so intersectionism, intersectionality. Here's what has happened. This has to do with the tranny, wild, LGBTQ demon mob stuff that the cultural Marxists love to push. But communists always make this mistake. Always, always, always. They always push too far. They don't have a brake system. They don't stop. And they're certainly never going to look in the mirror and say that was too far. So, of course, first, they were just selling it as, well, I mean, as gay people just want to get married. That's how it was always sold. Why can't you just let gay people get married? There's no slippery slope. Gay people should just get married. Now your child reads pornography in your child's school library about why they should turn gay. That happened in like 15 minutes. They can't ever stop themselves. They're ravenous. It's demonic. I've told you, communism is of the devil. It's demonic. It's just destroy the next thing. And then as soon as you get that, destroy the next thing, destroy the next thing. But they are mindful. It's not that they'll stop or make adjustments. They're mindful when they run up against society, when they run up against a wall where they can't push forward anymore. They know it. And they did it with the tranny stuff. The tranny stuff was a big thing. It's actually a big reason why the Democrat Party's on the outs. I'll always believe that. The American people are nice, extremely, in fact, way too tolerant, to be honest with you. They're nice. They'll go along with it, go along with it. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. Yeah, I don't care. Hold on. Did you just tell my daughter she should chop her breasts off and become a man? Okay, now I do care. Now it feels like you're a demon who's attacking my kids. The American people collectively sat up in their chair and took notice when the communists started to push all the weird LGBT, all the weird stuff that I'm not going to go into here because there are children listening, really dark, demonic, ugly stuff. The American people sat up and said, it's too far. And it wasn't you and it wasn't me. We're involved. We're the hyper-informed. It was normal people. It was my neighbors who sat up and said, hey, Jesse, do they really want guys playing in girls' sports? Jesse, they're serious about this trend. That was what made the normies. All the normies in my life sit up and go, hold on, did they just roll a tranny out for a Bud Light ad? What the? That's what made them sit up and take notice. But remember, like I just said, the communist doesn't stop. He certainly doesn't reverse. They're not having a moment of introspection about anything they've done. Not the open border, not the spending, not the lawfare, definitely not the tranny stuff. They're not looking at themselves in the mirror saying, hey, maybe that was wrong. We should back off that stuff. They don't say those things. So what do you do? Well, now if you're not going to back off, you had better find a way to get over or through that wall that society put up. And this comes to something that a lot of people do, not just communists. People will tend to they'll try to overcomplicate things and confuse you when they can't convince you. People will try to confuse you when they can't convince you. The truth is simple. Facts are very simple. It is. As long as you're not afraid of backlash or people yelling at you or something like that or offending somebody, facts and truth are simple. I can sit here and say women's basketball is boring because women aren't as athletic as men. I can say that because it's the truth. It's very simple. There's not some deeper meaning behind it. I can just say it because I don't care about offending people. It's the honest truth. It's simple. So in an effort to confuse people, they're always trying to keep you on the wrong foot so you don't oppose them. They start adding new letters to, remember, it used to just be gay or queer or this. Then, it, of course, LGB, and then LGBTQ, and then LG. I can't even, Chris and I were looking them up one night. Remember we did that on the air, and I was trying to guess what they meant? They just keep adding things to it. There's even a plus on the end of it now. LGBTQ. Why do they keep adding new things? This is all in an effort to confuse you. And now they have words like intersectionality. This is just intersectionalism. Nobody talks like that, and nobody knows what those words mean at all. That's the point. The point is, they can't convince you, so now it's time to confuse you. You don't understand. That dude with an Adam's apple and a beard who's beating up your daughter on the lacrosse field, he's just an intersectional person. Don't you get it? And the normal person looks around, eyes glassed over. Well, I guess that makes sense when you have no idea what they're talking about. People who can't convince you will try to confuse you. Beaver Muncher, I'm pulling this number off the top of my head, but didn't the Mueller investigation cost some $25 million? Is there a way to make anyone accountable for this and be fined? Well, actually, your number is off. The last I checked, it was $40 million, and it was probably north of that. So let's talk about what he just said. The Mueller investigation was sparked by what? The belief that, or the thought that Donald Trump was in cahoots with the Russians, a Russian agent. Now we know really what we knew before, but now it's in black and white. If you walk back from there, that was all a hoax. It was created intentionally by Barack Obama, John Brennan, James Clapper, James Comey, the evil men who were running our government institutions, created that essentially out of thin air. They used Hillary Clinton's opposition research and acted like it was real intelligence, and they created it out of thin air. Fast forward, Donald Trump has a special prosecutor investigating him for the entire 2 years, his first 2 years of his presidency, hampering him. He can't find good people to work for him. He's kneecapped in every way. And Mueller, people forget this little tidbit. Mueller, it was revealed later that he knew well before the midterms that Donald Trump had not colluded with Russia. He dug through everything. He chose not to make that announcement to the public until after the midterms when Democrats won big. Of course, Mueller's a bad actor. Now, back to your question. Can't we recoup some of that money? No. And this is one of the things the communists have really, really, really mastered, and they've done it so, so well. They've figured out that they can do illegal, immoral, evil things time and time and time again. And by the time it gets unraveled, by the time their evil ways, the illegal things they've done, by the time that gets revealed, people have moved on. The outrage has died down. Oftentimes, this is just crazy how this works. Oftentimes, the statute of limitations has already passed. Well, sorry, I'd love to, but it's already been 4 years. We can't do. And so they always get away with these things because they've learned how to game the system. I'll send my communists into here and send my communists in there. I need a communist judge, a communist this, a communist FBI director. I'll break every single law humanly possible. And by the time they finally discover everything I've done, I'm already retired. Statute of limitations is up. Republicans want to move on. And life is good for me. It's why I've mentioned again, and I'd talked about it earlier in the show, someone has to burn for the Russia hoax stuff because this cannot keep happening. It cannot keep happening. Now, I played that woman a couple times who got savaged by that animal in Cincinnati. Did that make you think about your personal safety? I hope so. Hey, Corey, did you get your wife the burner launcher? She happy? I know. Ob has a compact launcher. Producer Corey's wife has a compact launcher. I think half the women in my neighborhood now have a compact launcher from Byrna. This is unbelievably popular, especially with people who travel, because Byrnas are legal in all 50 states. It's non-lethal. It's unbelievably popular with women. Children who are getting sent off to college, daughters and sons, they need something to protect themselves with. Byrna launchers will save your life. It'll incapacitate somebody for up to 40 minutes. Tear gas balls or pepper rounds or these things will stop a bad person and save your life. or the life of somebody you love the most. Get one and protect yourself now. Back to school is here. Don't you dare send your baby girl off to college without one of these. BYRNA. Byrna.com. Byrna.com. We'll be back.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. Remember to email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in for tomorrow to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. We need them right now. Questions like this one. Dear Beaver Killing King, I do motorcycle adventure videos. That's sweet. Mostly in Utah. And I want to do one in Beartooth Pass in Wyoming. Beartooth Pass in Wyoming is amazing. Amazing. Highly recommend it. And on the border of southern Montana. I know you grew up in Montana. How much should I worry about bears when camping? What do you recommend if I do have a close encounter with one? Okay. So I don't know the limits on your space, but I will tell you this. First, there is no better bear gun, no better bear gun for a grizzly than a shotgun. Shotgun. Most of the guys I know who rock a shotgun for bears, which was my dad when he was alive, when they were on the ranch, it's what I rock. They alternate rounds. One round will be a slug. The other round will be buckshot, slug, buckshot, slug, buckshot, slug, buckshot. Bear spray is fine. It's fine. It's better than nothing. But if you are genuinely concerned, if you are really going, I would never go into bear country, and a lot of Montana is bear country now, without a shotgun. I am sad to admit this to you, but your regular everyday carry, your concealed carry, a grizzly bear is going to laugh at it. You know, I carry a Springfield Hellcat Pro. I love it very much. I adore it. I have SIGs. I have Glocks. I have all kinds of these different concealed carry guns. I don't carry any of them when I'm in the mountains of Montana because you can unload all 15 rounds into a grizzly bear and he's going to laugh and then eat your face. Honestly, 9mm rounds will bounce off of his skull. People do not understand how thick and hardy bears are. Their bones, their muscles, they're just, it's like a freaking tank with a heartbeat. Lewis and Clark used to write about it because they had not known that a grizzly bear was a thing. When they were going out west, they would write down, you can go read it in their writings. They would say, there's some monster type of bear. You can shoot it 7-8 times. It doesn't stop. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. But a shotgun will stop it. Now, I realize people who are hiking and things like that may not necessarily want to carry a shotgun. Yeah, Chris is complaining about the size. Get yourself in whatever way it's legal, depending on your state, get yourself a sawed-off. Get yourself one with not sawed-off necessarily, Chris. I'm trying to stay on the right side of the law here. I'm going to put another disclaimer out. Stay legal. Stay legal. Okay, stay legal. But they sell shotguns that don't have, they don't have a stock on them, a back. I'm trying to put this in layman's terms. They don't have a back, like the part you put in your shoulder because you just fire it from the hip. More like a movie scene, you know, a pump action you would fire from the hip. Now, that's not going to be as accurate, but that's not necessarily what you're worried about here. If you're out camping and things like that, we're talking about a grizzly bear coming through your tent at night and eating you, and they've done it, and they will do it. They will. And you're not going to be able to stop him unless you have something like that on you. And if you have one that is compact like that, they have great packs now, backpacking packs, that it, what's the best way I can say it? You can hold it like the handle would be up by your right shoulder. And you've seen them, right, Chris? You've seen them. They have great holsters and stuff like that for them now. I'm trying to explain this in ways people will understand where the handle of the weapon, it'll be up behind your right shoulder because it's stuffed in a sleeve in your pack. So should you need to pull it out, you can, but it's not going to fall out. It's not necessarily going to bother you. And while there is some weight to it, there has to be some weight to it. Well, there's some weight to it. It's not brutal when you have a pack on. If I was going into Grizzly Country, and I've spent much time in Grizzly Country, that's what I carry. It is. It is what I carry. If there is a chance I am going to encounter a bear, I have a shotgun loaded with slugs and double up buck. I do. They're hard to stop, brother. They're hard to stop. That doesn't mean don't go. It doesn't mean don't go, but allow me to give you one more little bear tip before we maybe do some headlines I didn't get to because this went a little long. Remember, ladies, especially for you, but this goes for everybody, the most dangerous kind of bear you can see is a cub, a baby bear. That is by far the most dangerous kind of bear you can see. And that's because if you see a cub, that means his mother is close by and she will fight to the death anything that is between her and her cubs. If you were an 800-pound Kodiak bear, she would still come at you with everything she had and she would die to protect her babies. What do you think she would do to you? If you see a bear cub, you walk away the way you came at a quick pace. It is the most dangerous thing you will see. Don't say, I got to get a selfie for Instagram. Nope, you're going to die. Turn around and leave, all right?
And now...
Here's a headline.
By, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Texas Dem lawmakers could face nearly $400,000 in fines. Yes, let's hope that actually happens. Let's hope we actually start punishing these people. All they understand is fear and pain. Americans eating slightly less ultra-processed food. That's so sad what's happened to this country. Will Putin cave? Russian dictator reportedly weighs halting Ukrainian airstrikes after Trump ultimatum. We will see if Trump can hurt him economically. J.D. Vance probably favored for the 2028 GOP nomination. I had a friend, actually Sean Spicer, everyone knows him, Sean Spicer. He told me that he thinks J.D. Vance is going to destroy the field and that no one else will even come close. So I guess there's that. James Comer warns the Clintons about the consequences of not complying with a congressional subpoena. Let's hope James Comer is not suicidal. We are going to do this tomorrow. It's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. That's all.